Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the New Lothrop Hornets in the regional championship. I'm not Steve Boyle, alongside not Brian Haynes here on WKHM. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's been a pretty interesting ride in these playoffs for the Lumen Christi Titans, but they're rolling right now.
They are rolling. They got hot just at the right time of the season. Of course, you want to have that momentum as you're heading into the postseason. And, boy, they had a really strong district, a really tough matchup against Grass Lake, and they've just continued to roll since then, making it here to the regional final.
Yeah, they made pretty easy work on Monday over Leslie, 61-41 in the regional semifinals. And, again, just a nice step forward for them. Obviously a very tough matchup with really the number one ranked team in the state at this level and one of the toughest teams in all of girls basketball, able to edge them out in the district championship and then able to go on and have a little bit of a lighter matchup. Kenna Hunt again, another 24 points. Seems like that's the norm for her, the talented freshman for the Titans.
And she's so fun to watch. She really is. And she's that kind of player that sneaks up on you. All of a sudden, you're thinking she's not having that productive of a game. You've got the defense keying in on her. Next thing you know, she's hanging 20-plus up on the board.
Yeah, she's doing this with seeing double and triple teams on basically every single possession. So she's been phenomenal to watch in these playoffs. Just a fun player, very athletic, very talented. And she wears her emotions on her sleeve. She's not afraid to let you hear it when she makes a big three right in your face.
That's, and in a lot of ways, that's a good thing. You want to have that confidence when you're on the floor. Confidence bleeds to success.
Yeah.
And if you're having that type of confidence, basketball is a game of streaks. It's just going to bleed into the other, and it can be infectious, too. She's helped impact other freshmen on the floor because Lumen starts two freshmen with Lucy Wozak.
Yeah. So, yeah, just a lot of talent on this team. You mentioned Lucy Wozak, also a freshman on this team, and that just indicates that not only are they rolling right now and they're still in the postseason, chance to go even deeper in the postseason, but that also indicates that this is going to be a team that is going to be dominant for the next 3 years.
Long-standing success.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before. When you're talking about Lumen, no matter what the program is, they have success there all up and down the different seasons and the different sports. And we saw that in basketball. We're seeing that for the boys. We're seeing it in girls basketball here too.
Yeah, and it's just been amazing. And speaking of this team, approaching actually uncharted territory with last season lost in the district tournament, and then again just 3 years ago winning just one game. So a massive turnaround for this program, now finding themselves on the cusp of making the Great Eight with a win tonight. And as we mentioned, they definitely have the team to do it, just beat a solid Leslie team by 20, and have very few flaws really on this roster. Have very solid players all around, 1 through 8, 1 through 9 in their rotation, and of course led by those two, very talented freshmen. And however, it's going to be pretty tough from here on out in the postseason. We looked at the brackets for the rest of the regionals, and of course moving on. The Lumen happens to be on the more tough side of the bracket. The other half of the bracket, really not as tough. like Leslie, that's kind of par for the course of that side of the bracket. But yeah, Lumen, teams like Lumen, Grass Lake, obviously Grass Lake eliminated, but teams of that caliber are littered on this side of the bracket. And New Lothrop is certainly no exception. Only three losses all season.
Only three losses on the season. And I know some people kind of roll their eyes at me when I talk about the MPR, but that's the Michigan Power Ranking. That's the system. That's the number system that the MHSAA uses when they do the seeding and when they do the rankings through the state. So that's what I go by.
Yeah.
These two teams, both at 613 on the MPR. Lumen obviously has a few more losses than what this New Lothrop team has. But Lumen, they play up. They
yeah.
play in that Catholic High School League. They're playing, they're a Division III school. They're playing D1, D2 schools throughout the conference part of their season. So they're playing up. And it just feels like, now we don't know New Lothrop. We just know that they have a 90-minute ride here. That's about right. all we know about New Lothrop. But I feel like it's a safe assumption that Lumen has played tougher competition throughout the season. I feel like it's a safe assumption that Lumen is a little more tested than what this New Lothrop team is.
Absolutely. I would agree with you on that sentiment, but we're going to talk a little bit more about this New Lothrop Hornets team in just a moment as we continue the girls' basketball pregame
Hornets
show.
Hornets or the Yellow Jackets? I don't know. The logo
they're
looks the
They're
one
of those.
Yeah, okay, they're the Hornets.
It's the same logo. Might as well all be the same. But despite the logo,
yeah.
not the same insect.
Not the same insect.
You've
You're
seen
right.
the same logo on both mascots, Yellow Jackets and Hornets. It is the Hornets in this case for New Lothrop. We're going to chat a little bit more about them here coming up in 3 minutes on the girls' basketball pregame show here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are at Springport High School for tonight's girls regional championship. Lumen Christi Titans and the new Lothrop Hornets. 22-3 overall are the Hornets. 22nd ranked team in Division III on Max Preps. Lumen number 2 ranked. But we're at the time of the year where you kind of have to throw those rankings out of the window. Every team's going to be pretty tough at this stage. And new Lothrop, actually, a little bit of an upset. They took down a very good Hemlock team, 43-38. On Monday.
Yeah, you're at that time of the season where you cannot have an off night. You got to be on no matter what. That's just how one and done basketball is. And like you said, there's always Cinderella teams, and there's always upsets that happen at this stage of the game. So, yeah, new Lothrop being 26th ranked team, if that is what you said, right? 26th ranked team?
Yeah. Man, 22nd.
I mean, you got it. Yeah, you got to be ready. You got to be ready to play. You can't take this team lightly if you're the Lumen Christi Basketball Titans.
Yeah, not at all. And a very strong season for the Hornets. Of course, won both their district games by double digits, and again a little bit of an upset over Hemlock on Monday in the regional semifinal. And I mentioned 22-3. Their three losses to Pomona, Westphalia, always a good program, a top three ranked team in Division III, who is undefeated on the season. They also split their games with Ovid Elsie, another great team in their league. Also, Hamady, a solid Division II school.
Okay.
And they have a couple quality wins. Best wins this season, of course, Hemlock, they just beat on Monday. And then Ovid Elsie, that's another good school. Also, they beat Langsburg in the district tournament. That's another solid.
Okay.
Another solid Division III school. So a couple solid wins on their schedule. Meanwhile, the highest-ranked team they faced this year was Pomona Westphalia, who, again, they only lost by 4 points in that one. So it's not like they got blown out, so they can hang around with some of the best there. And, of course, that's the team that's ranked right behind Lumen there. And just because of that, this is definitely not a team to take lightly. I mean, again, you see ranked second Lumen, ranked 22nd, new Lothrop. Yeah, I think we're going to see a bit of a battle tonight.
The margin narrows when you get to this point of the season. The margin really narrows. You get past the districts into the final round of regionals. There's going to be teams that are, you know, a little bit stronger than others. You're still going to see that, but still, the competition is going to be tough.
Yeah, and this has historically been a pretty good program. Always, you know, near the top in their district, in their league, I should say, for regular season, and they have made it past the into the regional tournament a couple times: 2016, 2021, and 2023. Last year, they actually ended up beating Michigan Center in the regional championship, ended up falling to Arbor Prep in the next round, the state quarterfinals. So this is a team that's looking to make it back to the state quarterfinals. Lumen, they're trying to take that next step as a program and trying to punch their ticket to the quarterfinals. So, again, I think this is going to be a pretty good matchup, especially going against a team with some of that experience.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch here. And, yeah, noticing they don't have a whole lot of seniors on their team as well. It feels like it's a fairly – we've got two fairly young teams here facing each other.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun one out there, and that'll do it for our pregame show as we're going to step aside. When we come back in 3 minutes, we will have starting lineups and tip-off for you. That's coming up. You've got the Girls Regional Championship here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest. On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just wrapping up the national anthem here at Springport High School, the site of the girls' regional championship between the Lumen Christi Titans and the New Lothrop Hornets. Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly with you here on WKHM as they're starting to go through the starting lineups right here for both these teams. As they're going to go through those announcements here as we go through the starting five for the Lumen Christi Titans. Starting five will be Kenna Hunt, Cody Ruge, Lily Ganton, Kathleen Doan, and Lucy Rozak. Head coach is Jesse Brown. I beg your pardon, it's actually Ruby Boyce, not Lily Ganton. There's a starting five for you for the Lumen Christi Titans. Going to wait for the new Lothrop starters there on the far side. Can't really see their uniforms right now, but we will get those as they roll in. I think this is going to be a pretty exciting one. A good amount of new Lothrop supporters making the 90-minute trip out here.
That's a short little drive. Just a short
line. Just a hop, you know, skip, and a step.
If you're looking to make a day trip in Michigan, Springport is where you go. And that's where New Lothrop is today.
Yeah, so, yeah, New Lothrop. It's south of Saginaw and then also northwest of Flint. So
okay.
Kind of in that area.
Yeah.
So
nice,
yeah.
Central location, the MHSAA picks.
Yeah,
for,
and it's not like they're region. Right off, you know, right off the freeways conveniently necessary. They got to do a lot of decent amount of back roads driving.
Okay, there we go.
So there you go. Always good to see, and always a good amount of Lumen supporters making the trip out as always. And you mm-hmm. see the big student section out there, including putting the boys basketball team, unfortunately, saw their season end last night at the hands of a very good Gabriel Richard team.
That was impressive. Illuminance had a fabulous season as far as their men's team goes. But Gabriel Richard, just a buzzsaw.
They're for real.
They are an absolute buzzsaw.
Yeah, and it's kind of all season. It's like you see, it's like, okay, they beat Lumen twice. In blowout fashion, they've just smoked everybody. It's like, I'm kind of interested to see them in person. That was my first look at them in person this season. It's like, wow, that is a good basketball team. So, but still a very good season for the boys. As now we have these starting lineups ready for you for New Lothrop. Starting five is Lana Yates, Madison Schneider, Kelsey Coleman, Caitlin Wendling, and Ashlyn Orr. Head coach is Jim Perry. New Lothrop, the home team for tonight's game. White uniforms with black numbers. Meanwhile, Lumen, the road team, wearing their green uniforms with gold numbers. Jump ball ready to commence. It'll be Hunt jumping this one against Caitlin Wendling.
I think last time we saw them, they had Doan jumping it off.
Yeah. And it'll be Wendling winning the opening tip. New Lothrop the first possession, going from right to left on your radio dial here at Springport High School for the girls' regional championship. Schneider has it at the top, lofts it back over for Coleman on the left wing. Back to the top of the key for Yates. Couple jab steps, close out by Hunt. Now for Wendling driving through the lane, layup on the right hand. That's too strong. Rebound down to Rozak. Quickly up the floor on the opposite block. Way up and in traffic. Good start for Lumen.
That was coast-to-coast for Wozak. I feel like we're going to see a lot of the same here for Lumen, where they're just going to keep testing the middle and driving the basket, trying to draw those fouls and getting the tough shots.
Yeah, we'll see if they incorporate some pressing eventually in this one. Of course, we've seen them really press the heck out of teams and forced a lot of turnovers. Top of the key for Orr. Stopped at the free throw line. Able to bounce pass out of it to Schneider on the right. Cuts in. She's cut off by Doan. And now straight away three. Too strong. Yates and a rebound to Hunt.
Yates coming off a double pick to get herself wide open.
Hunt picked up her dribble. Sent it over to Rozak in the corner. Tried to look for Boyce down low, but it's tipped out of bounds by Coleman. And a luminal inbound on the right side of the basket.
Tried to zip that in there, but that was a really tight window, and Coleman was there to swat it.
Into Hunt on the far side. Couple jab steps. Long three. That's short.
Well, they're going to give her that type of cushion. She's going to take that shot, and we know she can drain that.
Yeah, and she not only can she drain that, but she can get red hot in a hurry. We're about a minute and a half into the first quarter. 2-0 Lumen in our girls' regional championship. Bounce pass down low for Orr on the block. Kicks it outside. Schneider, three. That's up and in for the first Hornet score.
Orr ended up drawing a double team, so she kicked it back out for that wide-open three.
Now a 3-2 New Lothrop advantage over Lumen. Now into the corner, driving through Ganton, trying to pass outside. That's tipped away. Able to dish it down low. It's nearly picked again. Rozak has it. She'll pull it back outside for Lumen to restart their offense.
They got lucky on a couple of those passes. Sloppy connections there, and New Lothrop almost was able to pick that pocket.
Now Ganton through the lane, floats it up. No offensive rebound. Doan, she is fouled, and she'll get a trip to the line for two free throws.
Just in a great spot to get the rebound. Brought it down, and that's when the foul occurred as she was going back up. Got to keep that ball high. Go right back up with it.
First two free throws of the game brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It'll be a miss on the first attempt by Doan. Foul was on Ashlyn Orr, her first, team's first. Kenna Hunt going back, trying to get a quick drink in between free throws, and it's another miss by Doan. It remains a 3-2 New Lothrop lead. Now driving in for Wendling, kicks it back to the corner for Orr. Bounce pass down low. Wendling again drives right around the defender and lays it up and in.
Orr, really quick coming up the court. Lohman had a hard time staying on her for defense, and we saw how quick she is down low, too, able to go right around the defender, up and in.
Now a 5-2 lead for New Lothrop at the left elbow. Rozak spins, pass fake out, now goes into the corner. Driving through and outside, straightaway three off the mark for Ganton, and another rebound for the Hornets.
Lumen trying those deep threes, just haven't been able to get warm yet on them.
On the right wing for Wendling. Trying to drive around Rozak, through the lane, kicks back outside for Coleman. Back to the corner, Yates. Trying to drive back up top, now kicks it up top. Wendling, head fake on the three, drives in, steps in for a mid-range jumper. That's short. Rozak out and running. Dribbles through, has a wide open lane, layup coast-to-coast, layup and in, and a foul.
On the fly, again, taking it coast-to-coast. Once she got to the top of the key, she did a little crossover, totally juked the defender, had a line right to the basket, up and in. Of course, what happens when you get beat? You foul, and that's what happened.
And unfortunately, not a hard enough foul to prompt the miss, as the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw is up and in for Rozak. She's now one of three at the line, and we are tied at five. Here's that vaunted Lumen full court press. New Lothrop inbounding for Wendling and has it bumped. Stripped away. Rozak the steal. Two on one. Rozak blocked away right back. That was Coleman.
Coleman, I feel like, is going to be a force. I feel like Orr is going to be a force for this new Lothrop team.
Now into the corner for Yates. Through the lane. Euro step shot. Ooh, they're going to call that a blocking foul against Ruby Boyce.
Yeah, I think that's one that could have gone either way. She tried to do that Euro step. Felt like it could have been an extra step, but...
Thought initially they were going to call a travel as well.
Yeah.
Inbounding on the left side of the basket. Coleman lobbing it to the top for Schneider. Stopped at the free throw line by Ganton. Now off to the left for Rozak. Pass fake right. Has it poked away. Wendling holding on. Now on the backdoor cut for Orr. Poked away by Rozak and it's out of bounds.
Lumen just playing this really, really tight defense. We saw this pretty early on in their playoff run. They just get right in your hip pocket and they stick to you like glue.
And Hunt right on Yates. Now kicks it to the left. Deep three, Coleman. That rattles home.
Well, that was set up again by a double pick. And obviously they have an offense where they keep trying to create space. And you give them that wide open spot, they're gonna drain it.
Hunt knifing her way through the lane. Short on the left-handed layup. Lumen trailing New Lothrop 8-5. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Now for Yates on the free throw line, back outside for Orr. Swings it to the left, Wendling, guarded by Hunt. Now down low, Orr again backing down the defender, left hook, rattles up and in.
Orr just has a great post-up presence down there. Just a little double, a little dribble and a drop step, able to just drop that in.
And we got a three answer on the other end. Rozak, she's got all 8 Lumen points with a straightaway three, and it's a 2-point game.
You leave her open, she's going to drain that. She had time to square up and let it fly.
Now a full court press. The Hornets beat it, and then coast to coast. Lost out of bounds by Wendling. She's looking for the foul call, didn't get it, and it's instead a turnover.
Well, that's the second time that a new Lothrop player has found the floor. I'm not saying it was a foul. I don't think it was. But they're definitely looking for him.
Lumen trailing by 2, top of the key for Hunt. Sidestep, 3. That's short. And a save attempt by Rozak. She's out of bounds.
Probably better that it happened that way because she did tip it right to a defender.
And now we got a full court press again for Lumen. Inbound for Wendling. And a steal by Doan, and she lays it up and in immediately.
They got that double team able to cause a little difficulty with that passing lane. Get the turnover.
We're tied at 10. New Lothrop trying to beat the press this time. Orr spin move at half court, able to get it over the line. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Schneider has it on the left on the cut for Yates. Layup, that one short around Hunt. Rozak out and running again, driving through, layup on the low block, too strong, looking for the contact.
Yeah, a lot of coast-to-coast Rozak here today. Well, she's got the speed, she's getting the board, she just takes it. But I feel like the refs are letting them have a little contact and letting them play here in the first half.
And you've got to love that in the postseason as well. New Lothrop on the right side with Orr, cut off on the block, double teamed. Kicks it back outside straight away. Three ball, Coleman off the heel. Long rebound down for Ganton and then stolen right back by Orr. Back to the right for Coleman. Head fake and a foul committed by Ganton.
Looks like New Lothrop is just as scrappy on defense, getting in the passing lanes and disrupting when you're trying to, when you have that ball. I mean, she got right in her face and caused that turnover.
They're pretty patient offensively as well, moving the ball around. They got several weapons to beat on different spots. Inbounding for Wendling near half court. Dribbles to the top, now through the lane. Floater dishes it down low to Orr, wide open for a nice bucket.
Unselfish play. She drew the double team and found the wide open Orr, dished it to her for the easy score.
Back and forth. It's 12-10, New Lothrop. 1:15 to go in the first. Hunt has it for Lumen. Dribbles to the far side corner. Crossover through the lane, off glass, and in.
Nice drive and challenged on that, too.
That's her first bucket. We're tied at 12. New Lothrop beating the press, lobbing it up ahead for a mini fast break, but a turnover, trying to pass up ahead to Schneider beneath the basket, fumbles it out of bounds.
That was a tough pass to make. Try to feed it into a tight window, almost like kind of like an over-the-shoulder pass, and just couldn't connect on it.
If only she had the football receiving gloves, maybe she would have caught that.
They were a little sticky, sure.
Now Lumen a chance to take the lead at the top of the key for Hunt. Dribbles to the left wing, guarded by Wendling. Fires a deep three and contested. That's in and out. And then rebounded by Yates. The other way for the Hornets. Dribbles to the top of the key, final 30 seconds of the quarter. Trying to regain the lead. Wendling trying to get around Lafier, who just checked in during that turnover. Top of the key now. Wendling, final 20 seconds. We'll see if they hold for the last shot now. Bounce pass off to the left and then poked out of bounds by Ganton. It was bobbled a little bit by Yates.
Yeah, she kind of saw that ball just hanging out there in the air and punched it. Hey, anything you can do to disrupt the flow.
And now they have to inbound in front of the Lumen bench on the near sideline. 13 seconds left in the first. Into the top of the key for Wendling, guarded by Lafier. Screen on the left for Coleman, and stolen away by Hunt. 5 seconds to work with, coast to coast, one-on-one, layup around the defender is in.
We've seen in the postseason how fast Hunt can be. She just outran the defender and opposed her will on that fast break.
Turning on the Jets for the score, and Lumen now leads 14-12, going into the second quarter of play, which is coming your way next. In 60 seconds, you've got the Girls Regional Championships right here on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing for helping to make tonight's coverage possible. You got the girls' regional championships. Lumen trailing, leading, I should say, 14-12 over New Lothrop. Start of the second quarter, Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly, Kenna Hunt, couple shots, one of them blocked to start the second quarter, but Lumen able to keep the possession as Lafier now travels as she caught the pass, and it's a turnover.
She did a little jab step right, then left, and somehow slid her foot in there, so they called her on the travel on that one. But you talk about Kenna Hunt with that drive and then getting her own rebound, then getting her second rebound.
Just fearless.
Yeah.
Now for the Hornets, Wendling has it off to the left for Coleman. Has it bumped away and stolen. Rozek, coast to coast, one defender to beat. Stops, fall away, left hook. Couldn't get the friendly roll. Rebound loose, couple girls diving on it. We got a jump ball called. And it will be New Lothrop ball.
Well, she couldn't beat her defender, so she got down there and had to turn it into somewhat of a post-up move. Ended up fading away with the shot instead of going up strong towards it. But, I mean, that was the way she had to get it over the defender.
Another full-court press for the Lady Titans. New Lothrop looks to get it in. Now lobbing it up ahead for Orr and getting it into the front court. Lumen's defense recovering quickly. Orr on the right, guarded by Boyce. Cuts to the top of the key, back over for Andrus, who checked in. And now for Wendling in the corner. Caught up. Back for Andrus in at the top of the key for Schneider. Guarded by Hunt. Swings it to the left. Three ball. Coleman up and in.
again, they do this double pick down low where the shooter's able to pop out. And they've bitten Lumen a few, they've stung Lumen a few times on that.
I see what you did there as Lafier not able to answer on the other end, and the ball bounces out of bounds off the right iron. Currently 15-14, New Lothrop over Lumen here in the regional championships. Lana Yates back into the game, sending Schneider to the bench for New Lothrop.
Well, last time down, they were able to pop it over the head of the defender on the far side, getting somebody on a fast break.
Not able to do that this time, but they are able to beat the press as Coleman able to get a couple crossover dribbles across the timeline. Now on the right cutoff, Yates able to get back over for Coleman in the corner. Lobbing it down low for Orr, and the pass is poked out of bounds by Boyce. It'll stay with the Lady Hornets.
Yeah, they got to cover Orr like glue because she's shown that she, you know, she's got a little speed, but she can also move down low. Good post-up player for New Lothrop.
Now inbounding on the far sideline, just tucked away in the corner. Coleman getting it into Yates on the right. Dribbles to the top of the key. Swings it over for Andrus. Now to the top of the key for Orr. Goes back to the left on the pin down, dwindling. Pump fake, spins through the lane, lost it, and we're going to get a Lumen foul. I believe that's on Rozak. It'll be her first.
Just trying to reach in as they're driving to the hoop. Got called for it. Got a little bit of arm when she's trying to go for that ball.
Now another inbound for New Lothrop. Into the corner for Yates, who dribbles back to the top of the key. Guarded one-on-one by Hunt, and now back over for Orr. Pass fake, dishes on the back door, cut, able to get a wide open look for Coleman, who misses the open shot on the low block.
Bounced around, didn't want to fall.
Now Rozak quickly into the front court. She's cut off this time, couldn't do her a patented at this point, coast to coast. As Hunt has it on the left, dribbling, she's dancing, step back, doesn't pull it. Now up top for Rozak. Jab step, drives through, stopped at the free throw line. Now for Lafier, through the lane, tough shot, looking for the foul, doesn't get it. Save attempt by Doan, able to get it back to Hunt in the corner. Three, that's short, and another rebound tip down for Lumen. Down low for Lafier, cuts around the defender, and she turns it over.
Couple good looks there for Lumen, and a couple tough looks for Lumen as well on that possession.
Several tries. No dice. Still trailing New Lothrop by one. 5 minutes to go in the half. And a bad pass on the backdoor cut. Coleman couldn't handle it, and it's out of bounds.
Well, it's just the speed. Back to that last possession. It's just that speed of this Lumen Christie team. Able to get around the defender and get themselves those second, third looks on offense. They're doing a good job on the offensive boards here tonight. And those second, third chances are eventually going to pay off.
Lafier back to the bench, replaced by Lily Ganton. Hunt has it on the right. Lumen trailing by one. 4:50 to go in the half. Dribbles around the defender. Kicks it back out to the perimeter. One more pass. Rozak three. Off the back heel. Rebound tip down. Hunt goes back up with it strong and draws the foul for an and-one opportunity.
So Hunt drives, kicks it out. They pass it around the horn for the three. And it's like they forgot about Hunt down low there. She had position. She had inside position on the defenders. Goes up, gets the rebound, doesn't bring it down, puts it right back up and draws a foul.
Over the much taller defender.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was an impressive score. And the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw is in. Hunt up to 7 points. And Lumen leads by two, 4:40 to go in the half. Another full court press. Into Orr, lobs it over to Wendling and able to get it into the front court. Goes right to the basket, takes the contact from the defender, doesn't convert the shot, but she does draw the foul.
Well, that's one of those where you just know you're not going to convert the shot. She throws it up as she's falling down just so she can get to the line.
Paige Lafier back in, draws the foul, or commits the foul.
But New Lothrop has, the last few times down, has solved that press break that Lumen's putting on them. Takes them a little while to inbound it, but they do solve it.
And I think just patience. See, they're not really rattled. They're playing like a team who has seen more than their fair share of presses
right
on the season. So just they look kind of unfazed by it so far as Lafier back to the bench, replaced by Doan. One more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw off the mark. One of two there for Wendling. 1 point Lumen lead. Hunt quickly up the floor. Dribbles to the left wing. Now into the corner for Boyce. Back outside for Hunt. Takes the screen. Now patiently dribbling, step back, three ball, nothing. Going to be a rebound by Ganton, and then a foul called on New Lothrop.
Yeah, just a blocking foul. She wasn't trying to drive or go back up. She was just trying to get a handle on the rebound, and ended up just running into the defender. Defender didn't have, wasn't set, so they called the foul.
Woman inbounding on the left side of the basket. Bounce pass to the right block. Doan over the defender. Not able to score on the jumper, and it's a rebound down to Yates.
So some of these easy shots that have been falling for Lumen haven't been falling here tonight.
And specifically, Hunt, she's tried a couple threes that she normally drains, but hasn't been able to make one yet. But you know she's bound to get hot at some point.
Oh, yeah.
New Lothrop moving the ball around the perimeter. It's 17-16 for Lumen. Top of the key for Wendling. 3:48 to go in the half. Stopped at the left elbow. Pulls the jumper. That's short. Rebound loose, and it'll be last touched by Orr and out of bounds. Lumen going the other way.
It was almost touched there by number 20, Boyce, who decided to let it go at the last second. And that's how they got possession.
Smart. You saw her kind of swipe at it, too, but kind of held off at the last minute as Hunt stopped at the right elbow. Double teamed. Passes back out for Doan. Drives through, back to the corner, three ball, Rozak, too strong. Long rebound, it'll be pulled down by Wendling, and immediately into a press for Lumen. Back up to the midcourt for Yates, and Lumen will back off.
Yeah, they're rarely able to set up a press off of a rebound, but they're able to cause some difficulty for the Hornets.
Now on the right for Coleman. Trying to get around Doan, dribbles to the top of the key, cuts back to the right, back into the corner for Orr. Drives on the baseline, straight around the defender, lays it up and in.
That was just a quick little jab step. Totally fooled the defender, went right around and had nice, easy lane to the basket.
Yeah, kind of lulled Boyce to sleep. Just went right past
her. She was around her before Boyce even moved.
New Lothrop back in front by one, 2:40 to go in the first half. Hunt has it for Lumen on the left. Met out there by Wendling. Dribbles into the corner. Lobs it down low for Rozak and a foul on the entry pass by Yates. Only the third team foul, her first.
Hunt goes up like she's going to shoot that three and then dished it down to her teammate. It kind of caught New Lothrop off guard, which is what caused that foul.
Rozak inbounding on the left side of the hoop this time. Bounce pass into Ganton in the corner. Back for Rozak, turns the corner. Pass fake right, trying to lob it down low. Blocked on the hook. And rebounded by the Lady Hornets.
Again, Lumen able to get into that tight defense right after the turnover.
Now pass into the corner for Coleman, and we've got a timeout by the Hornets. We'll step aside as well. 2:15 to go in the first half. New Lothrop by one. We're back at 30 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
New Lothrop over Lumen Girls Regional Championships here at Springport High School. 2:15 to go in the first half. New Lothrop inbounding on the right side of the basket. Back and forth all game. Largest lead was 5 points by New Lothrop. Now through the lane for Wendling. Stopped inside the lane. Kicks it back outside up top for Coleman.
That was by close. Doan. 3 seconds.
I was waiting for the call, honestly. Yes, she kind of got trapped. It took a while to pass out. Defense chance from Lumen's crowd. We got a foul away from the ball against the Lady Titans. It'll be against Doan, her first, team's third.
Yeah, we've been pretty light on fouls. It feels like it's been a fairly aggressive game here tonight, too.
Yeah, and we've seen the officials let some go that probably would have been called as we got an interception on the inbound. Ganton, 2-on-2 the other way. Bounce pass to Rozek, and it's tipped out of bounds by Andrus.
Yeah, if that pass had a little zip on it, it would have made it there, but it was just kind of like a little lofty floater, and it hung out in the air a little bit. Lumen able to pick that off.
Lumen on the right, inbounding on the baseline. Back outside for Boyce and then for Rozak. Looking to drive inside, dribbles off to the left, back for Hunt. Gets a screen on the right, crossover left, sidestep, three ball. That's short again. Rebound trying to get saved by Dome, but she's out of bounds. And Hunt, again, just looks off on the three.
Just a little off. But I feel like we've said that the last few games we've watched. She feels off. You know, they're not taking advantage of her, and all of a sudden she's hanging 20.
You're just waiting for that little run where she scores like three times all on her own. Another full court press is beaten by New Othrop into the front court, leading by one, 1:25 to go in the half. Wendling cut off on the baseline. Double team down low to Orr, who cleans up the mess and scores.
When you do a double team, you're always going to leave somebody open. You don't want to leave Orr open down low.
Hunt drives through. Dix dishes into the corner for Boyce back outside Rozak. Couple jab steps, drives on the right, gets the screen, cut off on the baseline. Cuts back through, stopped at the line. Now down low for Doan. Pass fake, kicks outside. Three ball, Boyce off the heel. Rebound right down to Ganton. Drives through, stopped beneath the basket. Now for Doan, straight away. Boyce tries again. Wide right this time, and out of bounds in the corner.
Lumen, it feels like they're trying to make that their bread and butter, at least for these last few possessions, is to play the three ball. And it just, you're waiting for it to land. You're waiting for it to land. They just haven't been able to crack that egg yet.
Final 38 seconds of the half. New Othrop by three. And with the ball, top of the key for Wendling on the left for Andrus. Guarded by Doan out there. Dribbles off to the right. Now a double team coming in. Dishes to the corner for Coleman. Drives through the lane. She is fouled by Boyce, and she will go to the line. Oh, we got an offensive foul, actually. Through the elbow. Emphatic little motion there by the official. So a turnover by Andrus.
This capacity crowd politely telling the officials they don't agree with that call.
Calmly and politely. Lumen will try to capitalize. Final 10 seconds in the half. Trailing by three. Hunt off the screen to the right. Crossover through the lane. Off to the corner. Rozak three ball. Too strong. Final 3 seconds. Into the corner. And a shot after the buzzer by Rozak. It's off the mark anyways. And it'll do it. Very close first half.
Very quick first half, too.
Yeah, and it was a pretty high-scoring first quarter. Low-scoring second quarter. As New Lothrop going into the break up 20-17 over Lumen Christie.
I feel like we've seen this before.
Yeah,
it feels similar, doesn't it?
It does. And we knew it was going to be a little bit of a battle. New Lothrop, again, maybe a little bit underranked there. We knew that they could play well against some of the toughest competition. They've been playing very well in this one, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We'll break things down coming up in the Grass Lake halftime report in 2 minutes. You've got the Girls Regional Championship on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Girls Regional Championships here from Springport High School. Currently a 20-17 advantage for New Lothrop over Lumen Christi. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Now it's time for the Grass Lake Community Schools Halftime Report, your destination district in Jackson County. We saw two different quarters. Yeah. Very high-scoring relatively first quarter and then a very low-scoring defensive second quarter. But one thing in common, very competitive, very close between these two teams.
Very, you're absolutely right. Both these teams appear to be deep in talent. It feels like New Lothrop has a very similar feel to what Grass Lake has, which gave Lumen fits, right? They're tall, they're fast, they can play down low, they can shoot the deep ball, and all of that is giving Lumen trouble. And Lumen just hasn't really been able to click on offense. Some of those easy shots that we've seen fall for Lumen in the past, a lot of those threes that we've seen fall for Lumen in the past, just didn't seem to fall for them in that second quarter. It's just something about tonight that Lumen offense just isn't clicking.
Yeah, and we talked about, we don't know if it's something that like New Lothrop's doing. I mean, they are playing like pretty physical down low. Officials are letting some contact go, and it's on both sides too, so it's not like it's badly officiated game or anything like that. But, you know, as you mentioned, they're not getting the foul calls inside, making it harder to get those quick driving kicks. So they are shooting those threes, but not really as open as they are accustomed to getting. But even when it seems like everybody's shooting them, it's just like off way to one side or the other. It's not like, you know, you maybe had a couple where it's like, oh, it's online, but a little bit too strong or in and out or whatever. You've seen a lot like wide. Even Hunchy's airballed a few, which is kind of uncharacteristic.
Exactly. Well, what their bread and butter has been driving and getting to the free throw line. Or they'll get that ball to fall and they'll get an and one. That's along with the three ball that they've been able to shoot. So that's been their bread and butter. And with them not calling the fouls tonight, again, it's a fair game. They're doing it on both sides. It's not like the scales are tilted one way or the other. It's being called fairly tonight. It's just not being called, you know? And we're not seeing, at the same time, we're not really seeing anything outrageous or blatant. We're not seeing a whole lot of hacks down there. But usually when you drive, you're seeing some of that stuff being called. So I don't know if it's that part of the game that's throwing Lumen off or what. But, yeah, definitely the jump shots and the three balls just aren't falling for them tonight, and things just aren't clicking down low.
And you just kind of have that feel that you're just waiting like Lumen, like you know they could kind of flip that switch. When is it going to happen? We saw kind of a similar game with Hanover in the district semifinals where Hanover played very well that first half, able to play very close tonight, I believe only trailing by three at halftime to Lumen, and then it was like right out of the third quarter gates, just boom, just stepped on the gas. They went on a quick run right at the start of the second half, and then they're able to dominate from there. So I don't know if, you know, potentially we could see something from Lumen in this one if they make some of those adjustments. But and even their defensive press has not been working. They haven't really been able to force turnovers.
Well, it was. It was working. For most of that first quarter, it was working. And something that New Lothrop has done to solve it, and Lumen just hasn't been able to bounce back. And they also got a little lax on defense that first quarter. I mean, they were right in the hip pocket. They got beat a couple times on a couple double picks. So then they started backing off a little bit. They started switching a little bit, which means that you're having Wozek eventually guarding Orr. That's a tremendous mismatch down there because Orr's got some height. So they switched up their defense a little bit, and New Lothrop pounced. I feel like. They pounced on that in the second half. So I think your adjustments coming out of the half is maybe go back to that super tight defense, use your speed to your advantage, and just be as disruptive as you can. And, you know, they've had a lot of success in the postseason doing what they're doing and doing what they've done so far here tonight on offense. Just hasn't fallen.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hope that you get streaky. Those start hitting, you can make them fall.
So 14-12 lead for Lumen at the first quarter, and then Lumen only scoring 3 points that entire second quarter. New Lothrop outscoring them 8-3 to lead at the halftime break. A couple point totals for you. Lucy Rozak with the first 8 points of the game for Lumen. She hasn't scored since. Kenna Hunt also has 7. Kathleen Doan has 2. Meanwhile, for New Lothrop, leading scorers Ashton Orr with 10. Kelsey Coleman has 6. We also got 3 from Madison Schneider and 1 from Caitlin Wendling.
Got an out-of-town score. We have Concord on top, 30-10.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, in a regional,
that's at the
regional
half.
Championship, too. So
overreading.
Boy. Oh, a good chance for them to move on, I guess. Simple to say.
What is it, 30 or 40 for a running clock?
40.
Okay.
So they hit, maybe they'll be able to hit
that. They're Bon Jovi.
20-17, once again, halftime score. That'll do it.
Halfway there. I didn't know if you got that. Sorry.
I missed it. I'm sorry. That'll do it for the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. We've got the second half coming up next in 90 seconds. You've got the girls' district championship, the regional championship, I should say, right here on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ely Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just into the second half of play, New Lothrop leading Lumen Christie 20-17 in our girls' regional championship from Springport High School. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Quick steal for New Lothrop on the first possession of the half as they now are moving from left to right on your radio dial for quarters 3 and 4. Corner 3 ball off the mark for Coleman. Rebound out for Hunt. Off and running. Tripped in the open court. Oh, she might be hurt. She kind of grimaced as she fell down.
She did grimace a little bit, and she did hit that floor hard. And that was kind of a delayed call.
Yeah, they kind of hesitated, but you have to call. She was clearly tripped.
Right.
But they did call it. That was on Gates, her second. Inbound on the right side of the basket with Hunt lobbing in up top for Ganton. Fires the long two off the front iron. Long rebound pulled down by Doan, and we got a foul call, I believe, against Orr. Yes, it is.
Well, you had Wozak hit the floor hard over here. I mean, right out of the gates, you had Lumen, two of Lumen's star players, hitting the floor hard here within the first minute of this second half.
Game might be getting pretty physical out there.
Those are hard hits.
Yeah. Hunt, top of the key, off to the right for Ganton, into the corner for Boyce. Drives on the baseline, cut off, trying to go back outside, bounce pass back out for Ganton. Now a screen from Doan and back to Hunt. No score yet for either team in the third quarter. Still a three-point New Lothrop lead. Now a lob down low, tipped away outside, picked up again by Ganton to keep possession for Lumen. Now Hunt, step back through the lane, floater travels, and it's a turnover.
Wow. You know, she took a big step, I mean, a big pivot one way and then a big pivot back. It looked awkward, but to me, it didn't look like it was a travel. It looked like she just took a wide pivot.
Yeah, well, she did that into a shot, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Got a foul on the other end, reaching on Lucy Rozak. Her second. Might be tightening up the whistle here.
We saw that in the district contest where she was just kind of letting some threes fly, jumping off of one foot, kind of like an awkward, but she was draining them. And that, it looked like it was that kind of shot. A little unusual. But it didn't look like a travel.
6:20 to go in the third quarter. 20-17 lead for New Lothrop. With the ball against Lumen. Driving through, Orr has it outside. Lobbing it back to the left now. Handoff for Schneider. Spins around Rozak. Cut off at the elbow. Now gets it handed off back for Coleman straight away. Trying to dribble. Backdoor cut for Orr. Cut off on the baseline by Doan. Trying to muscle around her on the backdoor cut. The other way, a pass and a score for Wendling.
They forgot about her. They forgot about her. She was kind of hanging out in the corner. Saw an opportunity. Cut across the court. Got the dish. Got the basket.
Rozak the other side through the lane. She traveled. Trying to take the bump from the defender. And Lumen starting to get a little frustrated here at the start of the half.
Well, sometimes you'll see refs change their call. They'll talk about it at the halftime. They'll come out. You see a slightly different call during the second half. They're doing the same thing they were doing the first half, letting them be physical. And that bump caused her to travel.
Pass deflected out of bounds on the other end by Rozak. It'll stay with New Lothrop inbounding on the near sideline in front of their own bench. Kelsey Coleman inbounding. It's a five-point game. Matching their large lead of the game for New Lothrop. 5:30 to go in the third. Kelsey Coleman has it at the top of the key. Now on the right elbow for Orr. Backdoor cut. Stolen away nearly. Rozak tipped it. Now they blow the whistle on the foul. Looks like it's going to be on New Lothrop. It's on Wendling.
Okay.
I was hesitant. I was like, oh,
I couldn't tell. They didn't point to a bench. Usually they point to a bench before they make the call. They didn't quite do that, so I was thinking it was in the area of a Lumen foul.
Lumen has it looking for their first bucket of the second half. Hunt has it back over for Rozak on the right. Now dribbles through the lane, layup on the left hand, couldn't get the angle, rebound tipped away into the corner, and it comes down to Wendling. Quickly up the floor. Ooh, ball bounced up. Lumen fans wanting a carry, but didn't get it. New Lothrop top of the key for Yates. Off the right around Rozak, and she will be blocked out of bounds.
Well, this is the broken record segment of our programming here tonight. They're letting them play.
Yeah.
I mean, they're letting them play.
Inbounding on the right side of the basket. Outside, tipped away, stolen by Ganton. 3-on-2 the other way. Bounce pass, Ganton, layup on the right hand. Blocked away by Wendling, recovering on defense.
She got some air, and she swatted that.
Oh, and we got a travel. Lumen going into that quick full court press after the rebound, and we got a travel there by Yates.
Oh, she picked up the ball down here in the corner. You can't do that. That's like one of the worst places to pick the ball up.
Now an inbound to Hent on the left wing. Hesitating. Thought about the logo three on the MHSAA logo. Steps into a free throw line jumper off the mark. Rebound down for Lumen. Trying to pass back outside. Doan on the right. No. Follows her own shot. Gets the rebound. And she's going to be fouled down low.
Yeah, she needed to go right back up with it as soon as she got it. But she was looking to dish it out to get a three-point shot. And it wasn't there. Everybody and their brother on the bench was telling you to shoot it. So she goes up, draws a foul.
Ashlyn Orr committing her third foul. That could be key.
That would be a big hit for this team.
4:20 to go in the third, and she's going to head to the bench replaced by Lexi Andrus. 22-17. New Lothrop over Lumen, but Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket. Looking for their first score still of the third quarter. into the free throw line, extended for Doan, driving against Andrus. Dribbles to the beneath of the basket, now on the baseline, jumper off the mark for Boyce.
Doan, I feel like she needs to take this over. She's had some opportunities down low. The threes aren't falling. Just start nailing those twos in the paint.
Now we've got a timeout on the floor. New Lothrop needs to talk it over. 22-17, 4:04 to go in the third. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Four minutes to go in the fourth quarter. New Lothrop by five over Lumen Christine, our girls' regional championship. Lady Hornets with the ball on the baseline for Wendling. Loses it, and last touch out of bounds by Boyce. It'll stay with New Lothrop.
Now they're fighting for it down there. They're fighting for it on that possession.
Coleman inbounding on the baseline. Bounce pass in for Yates in the corner. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Cuts back to the right around Hunt. Stays outside looking for the screen. Cuts back to the left, and now she's got the carry call. That time the ball popped up, and yeah, the hand went under it. That's the call that Lumen's supporters and even Lumen's coaches wanted earlier in the corner.
She slapped the ball away after that, and she got a glare by the ref. I wonder if that's going to count as a warning.
Now at the top of the key for Hunt. Screen on the right, driving through. Now off the glass and in.
Hunt showing that she's not afraid to go up against the bigger defenders. We saw that a lot where she splits them in the last few games, able to get those 2 points.
She's got nine now and trims the deficit down to three. 3:09 to go in the third. And now Yates has it on the left. A foul called on Hunt, trying to come in and poke the ball away, but commits the foul, her first.
Oh, you had a lot of scrappiness on both sides of the team there going for the loose ball.
We're seeing a physical game here.
Yeah, we are.
The officials are letting the contact go for the most part. Inbounding on the far sideline with Coleman in near half court for Wendling. Mostly guarded out there by Rozak. Cuts back to the left, stopped at the left elbow, back outside for Yates. Dribbles through the lane on the right, cuts it back outside. Now stolen on the ball by Hunt, all alone on the break, and a layup on the left hand, off the mark, gets her own rebound, put back up and in.
Oh, she just picked her pocket down there. She was still trying to dribble the ball when Hunt was already on the logo, going towards the hoop.
Hunt on a quick 4-0 run, and she pokes it away again, gets another steal. 3-on-1 the other way for Lumen, trying to regain the lead. Rozak layup on the left hand is in.
All of a sudden, just got scrappy on defense. I told you, they tighten up their defense. Tide's going to turn. That's what we're seeing here late in the third.
And now a timeout called by New Lothrop, just like that. Lumen by one on a quick 6-0 run. We're going to keep it right here. Just a 30-second timeout. And Lumen, this is what they needed. They were kind of looking out of sorts offensively, really, for most of the second quarter and into the third. But now they're starting to get some of those turnovers and those fast break easy scores.
Well, a couple scores in the paint, couple fast breaks goes a long way. If you can disrupt what they're doing on defense, which is what Lumen's doing, and mostly at the fingertips of Hunt, just poking it in there, poking her hand in there, getting the ball off the dribble, and just taking it down the other way.
And we might be seeing as well, hey, you know what? They're not going to call some of this marginal contact, so that's going to give me a little bit extra room to kind of poke it loose, even if I have to kind of brush through
right
against the body or against the arm. Hey, maybe they'll let it go. And she's been able to get a couple of steals.
And you notice New Lothrop lost a little something once Orr went to the bench.
And now she's back in with three fouls. Drives in, kicks it outside. Three-pointer Coleman. That is short. Rebound tipped out. Comes down to Boyce. Lumen in front by one now. 2:09 to go in the third. Trying to build a bit of a lead. Hunt has it. Sidestep. Nearly lost the dribble. Keeps it up top. Driving through the lane. Kicks it into the corner for Boyce. And then outside for Rozak. Hesitates. Doesn't shoot it. Drives instead. Off the glass. No, but she draws the foul. And now two big free throws for Rozak.
Well, she went up against two defenders right there. She's just so quick. She's so quick that defenders don't have time to get in the way to set their feet.
And that's the third foul now on Lena Yates. So two new Lothrop players, two key new Lothrop players in foul trouble as the first Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw off the mark.
Can't tell you how important these free throws are right now.
She missed two in the first quarter as well as the second one. That's up and in. And she's got 11, both her and Hunt with 11, the two talented freshmen leading the way again as Lumen leads by two. 1:50 to go in the third. Lumen student section, Channing defense. Coleman to the top of the key, trying to get around Doan. Can't get the handoff cleanly. It's stolen away. Doan, coast to coast. Layup is in.
There it is. So they've given up on this full court. Well, they settled into it just as I said that. But the emphasis has been back in that tight, scrappy defense on the other side.
Doan trying to get another steal on the other end, but this time she's called on the reaching foul. That's her second. Team's third. Oh, by the way, a new Lothrop actually putting. They have five team fouls, so Lumen is in the bonus now for the rest of the quarter. We'll see if they can take advantage. Get some extra trips to the line. Up by four now. 1:27 to go in the third. Inbound to Orr. Shuffles it back outside for Wendling. Guarded out there by Rozak. Drives through the lane. Stopped on the block. Back outside. Three ball. Coleman short. Rebound for Hunt among the trees. And she's out and running. Three on two the other way. Splits the defense. Layup on the right hand. Off the mark.
And just letting them play. I mean, again, she split the defenders. There wasn't really any tremendous hacks there.
Looked like she was a little deep as well.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of tried to flip it up. Kind of almost behind her head. Now Yates trying to shuffle it down low. Nearly stolen away by Boyce, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Boyce.
Well, it was last touched by Boyce. She would have had a line on it, but her feet got tangled up with, at that point, the new Lothrop player, and she couldn't find her way to it.
Inbound to Yates. Quick fire three in the corner. That's too strong. An air ball. Now out and running. Rozak quickly through to the baseline. Spin move. Up and under. Left hand off the glass. And it drops.
That was a 2-on-3 drive. And she got in the paint and turned into a post-up player. Faked one way. Spun the other. Found the basket.
Lumen on an 11-0 run, and they get another stop on the other end. 2-on-2, Rozak layup off the mark. Rebound tipped away, goes down to Rugi getting her first action, and it's lost out of bounds. Who was it last touched on? Oh, they're going to say last touched on Lumen. Oh, no, Lumen is having the ball. Okay. So Lumen, they've caught fire. We knew they were kind of due for a big run, and they're on it now. 18 seconds ago in the quarter, and then a turnover. Hunt trying to find Doan on the cut to the basket, but overthrew it.
You just kind of, like we said throughout that first half, you're just kind of waiting for that cork to pop, you know, and it just, when it does, Lumen just, you don't stop them, they're going to dismantle you.
Lumen fell down by five early in the third quarter, and then since then, again, 11-0 run. Now final 10 seconds of the quarter. Orr has it for New Lothrop. Picked away nearly by Boyce. Yates has it on the right. 5 seconds left. Back up top for Wendling. Drives through the lane. Layup on the left hand. In and a foul. Boy, they needed that one, and she has a chance at the end one.
Yeah, because I think that was Lumen's biggest lead of the game at 6 points. Now they got a chance to cut that to three, but... Yeah, Lumen just being scrappy on defense, knowing they're not calling a whole lot of fouls or getting away with those pokes at the ball quite a bit.
Didn't hear who the foul was on. They have not been putting the player fouls on the board.
They got the capability, kind of like Hannibal Horton. They got the capability to do it. I mean,
Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw off. Rebound shot at the buzzer. No by Andrus. And that'll do it for a big third quarter for Lumen Christie, leading by four now, 28-24, going into the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter is next on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our members.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'd like to thank Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning for making tonight's coverage possible.
Concord, 45-15 on top of Reading. End of third.
Oh, boy, that thing's about over. But this one is still very much in play. Lumen going on an 11-2 run to end the third quarter, now leading 28-24 over New Lothrop in the girls' regional championships here at Springport High. It'll be New Lothrop ball to start the quarter. Cut off on the baseline for Wendling. Able to shuffle it down well for Orr. Shot off the glass, no. Shot, rebound, and a foul. She gets a trip to the line.
She found herself in really an awkward spot deep under the basket. Able to kind of contort to get that ball up in the air. Got her own rebound, and that's when the foul came in.
Two free throws here. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws as the first one by Orr is in. She's now got 11 points to lead the Lady Hornets in scoring. Trims the deficit down to three. One more free throw on the way, and she makes both. Those are big. Trims the deficit down to two. Lumen's got to keep up this pressure that they found offensively, this newfound offensive momentum they've gotten in the last 3 minutes or so of the third quarter. Now on the right-hand side for Rozak. Drives in, kicks it back out for Hunt. Deep three. That's wide right. Rebounded by Orr.
Well, their success has been coming off of their defense. They've been picking the ball and causing turnovers and getting a lot of their points on fast breaks.
Now into the front court for Wendling, guarded by Rozak. Picks up the dribble at the top of the key. Now Andrus on the left elbow on the cut. Pass poked away by Doan. And there's a good recognition by Lumen as they were burned a lot in those first three quarters on those backdoor cuts, but Lumen's starting to game plan for it now.
Yeah, well, and they tightened up their coverage too. It's a different type of man defense right now.
Now trying to pass it on the right baseline and took too long, I believe. 5 second violation. It's a turnover.
A lot of times you see the coach calling a timeout on that one, but you know, they all game they've been taking a long time with that inbound pass.
Yeah, really taking the mat, kind of pushing the limits on some of those as couldn't get away with it there. Hunt on the right, off the screen, dribbles into the far side corner. Now on the baseline, dishes to the near corner for Boyce. Now back outside for Ruge back in. Now on the right side for Doan. On the Ruge screen, dribbles back outside, back into the corner for Boyce. Dribbles through the lane, picks up her dribble. Back in the corner for Doan. Pump fake, spin move around Orr. Nearly double-teamed down low. Nearly lost the dribble. Poked outside. Still with Lumen. Rozak through the lane. Cuts through. Tough shot. Big-time foul, and she's going to the line.
Testing the middle on that one again. Goes up against two defenders. Draws a foul.
Fourth foul on Lena Yates. Wow.
Yep, they're going to take her out.
Going to be replaced by Madison Schneider. Didn't really get a whole lot of run in this second half as the first Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws up and in by Rozak. You mentioned free throws big at this stage of the game. Every one counts. Every possession important.
When they eventually call foul, you got to take advantage of it.
Second free throw rattles in. She's got 15. And a timeout on the floor. 6:15 left in this one. Lumen 30-26. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
New Lothrop ball out of the timeout. 30-26, Lumen up by 4, 6 minutes left in the game. Blocked down low for Boyce against Orr. Lumen the other way, Rozak between everybody, can't get the layup, and it's rebounded by Wendley.
That's where they've had their success, is pushing it. Even with that one on three, their best option is to push it because it's been working for them this game.
Scoring before the defense gets set. Wendling up and under on the baseline, too strong, or offensive rebound and up and in.
Got position, just again, getting the rebound, keeping it high, going right back up with it.
Hunt has it on the right, Lumen by two, driving to the basket, stops, scores off the glass.
Well, she knew she was outmatched as far as size goes, so she made it look like she was driving, getting just a quick little, tiny little baby fadeaway jumper.
And now another full court press, and this time I think we do get the timeout from New Lothrop, really pushing the limit of that 5 seconds, but this time he gets the call. Is it a full or a 30? Full timeout, all right. We're going to leave it right here. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Thank you for making tonight's coverage possible. And Lumen, again, that big 11-0 run, 11-2 run extended that they went on in that third quarter. That's exactly what they've needed. And as you mentioned, seems like they found something. Found that, you know, hey, our success is coming on the fast breaks. Got to force these turnovers and got to get these rebounds on these misses and really push the pace. And that's how we're getting all of our points right now.
That's it. That's the secret sauce here for Lumen tonight. The other night we saw it was the threes. Testing the middle, kicking it out for the threes. Those aren't falling for Lumen as of yet. So, yeah. Fast break, being disruptive on defense, getting into the passing lanes, preventing New Lothrop from what they want to do. And then, once that turnover's committed, they're just pouncing. They're pouncing.
And to your point, we had a couple threes in the first quarter by Rozak. I don't think we've had any since. And it seems like, for the whole team, jump shots in general, we've even seen some mid-range jumpers that have been way off for Lumen. So just the jumper hasn't been there, but they find themselves in front regardless as we got another full court press that is quickly backed off by Lumen. Wendling into the front court, cut off by Rozak. Dribbles off to the left, screen on the right by Orr, through the lane, layup blocked away by Hunt. Offensive rebound down to Orr. Muscling it up on the right, hook and in.
Well, they let him play. There was physicality on both the green jersey and the white jersey on that one. Bumps both ways. They let it go.
2-point lead for Lumen. Hunt on the baseline. Pull up Jay. No. Rebound battle, and we got a jump ball called. It'll be Lumen ball. Oh, my. Wow, that actually really benefits Lumen. I thought there might have been a foul more than anything.
Well, it looked like the white jersey had full-on possession of that, but hey, that's what they called. Lumen's going to take advantage of it.
Lumen inbounding on the left side, lobbing it in for Ruge. Now on the baseline for Doan. Kicks it down low to Boyce, driving in, up and under, right hook, no, rebound for Hunt, goes back up with it, off the glass, no, rebound for Doan on the baseline, oh, she was open and she threw it away.
Well, she had Hunt down low, just a white jersey slid in at the last second to pick that off.
Yates on the other side, cut off on the baseline, trying to feed Orr. It's through the legs, and it's stolen away by Rozek in the open floor. Two on two again, layup on the left hand. She is fouled again, and Rozek, boy, she's been a master at drawing the fouls tonight in a game that they're really not calling many, and she gets another trip to the line.
Able to draw that foul again on the fast break, causing the turnover, and Loma just making their money in transition tonight.
Rozak with 15 points, two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws on the way. She misses the first one.
Oh, it wanted to go in.
It wanted to.
It bounced around, took its time on the rim.
I think you could say that with a lot of jump shots, too, tonight.
Yeah,
they want
to
go in. Something about the rims here at Springport, maybe. And the second free throw drops. She's got 16, and it's a three-point Lumen lead. More full court pressing. 4:05 to go in the fourth. Inbound to Wendling, and now up the head to Orr and Coleman to beat the press. Dribbles to the right. Cuts back over. Picks it up. Hands off for Orr. Hangs on to it back into the corner. Sets the screen. Dribbles back around to the top of the key. Coleman, handoff, Yates. Quickly cut through the lane. Layup blocked away by Boyce. Saved, but out of bounds by Rozak. It'll stay with New Lothrop.
And that's the rare time when they actually had time to turn, look in the air, and get it to a wide open. I think it was Hunt down here. Get it to a wide open Hunt. If they could have got it to her, that would have been an easy two.
Inbound to Yates, drives through the lane. Now for Wendling, through, jumper on the block. No, rebound for Boyce. Here comes Lumen. Kenna Hunt into the front court. To the top of the key, crosses over. Spin move back outside. Boyce, long two. Nothing but net.
Three. They called a three.
They called it a three. Wow. Lumen will take it. I'm sure they'll talk it over. Oh, my goodness. What a big shot.
Nope, it's a two.
Okay. I was going to say, saw the toe on the line, but we got a timeout on the floor. Again, it didn't see if it was a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds, 3:18 to go. Lumen by 5 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lammersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.318 left in the girls' regional championship at Springport. Lumen 35, New Lothrop 30. We're in for a fun finish. New Lothrop up the floor. Wendling at the top of the key, through the lane, cut off on the baseline, back outside for Yates. Dribbles, cut off at the left elbow, back outside, three ball, Schneider wide right, rebound tipped into the corner, and Orr collects it. Another chance on the cut, and a foul on the back cut. I think they're going to get this one against Lumen on Boyce, perhaps, or they'll, looks like, just call out of bounds instead. No foul. Lobbing it down low, Orr shot off the glass, in, and a foul.
Orr had the height advantage. They totally took advantage of that. Just a lofty lob high pass over the defender to the other side of Orr into the paint. She just grabs it, goes right up with it. Backside help gets called for the swat.
And she just can't be stopped. That seems like it. She's just automatic. You know, within 5 or 6 feet, she's just not necessarily taller than some of the other girls on the floor, but she's just strong and solid fundamentals. Nice bag of tricks on the post.
Yeah, big man moves down low.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Free throw is up and in. She's got 19 points to lead all scorers. And that trims the Lumen lead down to 2 points. 2:45 to go. We're in crunch time, folks. Kenna Hunt across the timeline for Lumen. Dribbles to the near sideline, hanging on to it. Now dribbles to the top of the key, splits the defense, pull up at the free throw line, blocked away, gets her own rebound, steps it back outside, and she'll hang on to it again. Now cross over to the left-hand side and pulls it back near half court. Trying to get around Wendling, does on the right, defender helps in. Back to the corner, cuts on the baseline, wide open lane, shot off the glass, no, might have been blocked, and it's tipped away down to Schneider.
She didn't connect, but that was a nice move down at the corner to get around the defender. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Lumen by two. New Othrop trying to tie or take the lead right here. Andrus has it on the right off the screen, harassed by Boyce. Bounce pass back over for Wendling. Cuts around Rozak, picks up the dribble, lobbing it down low for Orr. Foul. She doesn't get the basket, but she will get two free throws.
They're just finding Orr down low the last few possessions. Just getting her the ball, letting her do her magic.
And she can tie the game right here, making both Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. First on the way in, making it even 20. Lead cut to one. 1:50 left. Wow. Coming right down to the wire here at Springport High School. And the girls' regional championship second free throw. In and out! Boy, she's been money at the line. Couldn't make that one. Lumen hanging in front by one. Kenna Hunt has it near half court. Boy, a bucket here would be huge. Dribbles, cuts in for Rozak. Double teamed, kicks back outside for Ruge. And now back out top for Hunt. Screen for Ruge, dribbles back near half court. 90 seconds left. Screen on the right for Doan. And again, Hunt holds on to it. Dribbles near half court again. Dribbling around the perimeter. Double screen. Double team coming in near half court. She sprints around everybody. Into the corner. Rozak, three ball. Short. Rebounded by Orr.
She drew two defenders on that one. Got it to the open person. Open for the three.
Now a chance for New Lothrop to take the lead, trailing by one. 1:02 left in the game. Bombing it for Orr, and it's stolen by Doan. Oh, bad pass, and now 55 seconds. Lumen can eat all the clock in the world. Hunt trying to get it into the front court, past the double team. Dribbles to the corner, and New Lothrop will try to foul now, and they do get it with Andrus.
Boy, that took them a long time to call a foul.
Oh, my.
Well, and not to call a foul, they were double-teaming, but they weren't swatting at it. They weren't trying for that foul.
And now we got a timeout on the floor.
But we're not even to the bonus yet.
No, we're not. Both teams have two fouls to give. We're going to leave it right here. My, oh, my. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Bowers ChemDry, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grass Lake Community Schools. Mark W. Daly, what are these teams talking over in the break?
Lumen has slowed it down the last couple times. I still like it when they push it. Again, they're ahead. You want to try to bleed the clock, but yeah.
You see a lot of fouls.
They've had a lot of success when they've been pushing it and trying to draw the foul.
Yeah, they don't have many scores with the set defense.
But if you're Jesse Brown, you're telling them, hey, keep your cool, keep the ball, play smart, don't do any dumb fouls.
No turnovers,
smart passes on offense.
46 seconds left, Lumen by one with the ball. Inbound for Rozak, nearly lost it. She's fouled from behind by Andrus, but still one more foul to go before Lumen is in the bonus.
She just lost her footing and fell on her, and that's what caused the foul there. It wasn't really anything intentional.
Now lobbing it into Hunt near half court. Double team coming in. Cut off. Dribbles to the near side. Clock is ticking. They never started the clock.
And oh, wow.
Coach Jesse Brown just begging for the officials' attention. I think they called the timeout. Will they chat it over? Officials are going to meet, because how long was that? That was a good maybe like at least 7 or 8 seconds that should have been bled.
Yeah. clock management is so important at this level.
Yeah.
And in a game like this.
So that hurts Lumen.
You know, human error on that one. But, boy, you got to get it right. You got to take some time off this.
So now the official going to go talk with head coach Jim Perry of the Lady Hornets. We'll see. I think that was just an official timeout to talk things over, and we're going to see what they update the clock to, because, yeah, that clock did not start, and that was a good amount of time off the clock.
Yeah, so it was official timeout, and New Lothrop had huddled up, and Lumen wasn't really allowed to huddle up with the coach.
Yeah.
And so it took some time for the official to explain to New Lothrop, hey, you got to get off.
Like, that's not
get out of the
this
huddle.
This isn't a timeout, yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to come into play, but they had an opportunity to talk a little something over there, and Lumen didn't.
So they took 5 seconds off the clock, 38 seconds left.
Wow.
35-34, Lumen by one, still with the ball. Next foul will send Lumen to the line. A lot of chants, a lot of cheering here for the Lumen supporters in the crowd. Still having a chat with the scorers table about this one.
Yeah, you got to get it right. At this level, you got to get it right.
Yeah, that's a bad time to kind of forget your job there as the clock operator.
It's not an easy job.
But, oh. All right. Lumen ready to inbound on the near sideline in front of their own bench with Lucy Rozek. 35-34, 38 seconds left. Lobbing it into the backcourt for Kenna Hunt. Double team coming in, trying to beat it. She's trapped. Splits around the defender somehow. Down low for Ruge. Kicks back outside, still in clock-killing mode. Pass back to the right for Rozek. Double team, still waiting to foul. Kenna Hunt still killing the clock. 20 seconds left. Foul trying to come in, and now it's called on Wendling. Wow, that is not only her third foul, but that is so many seconds off the clock. About ate up half of that time.
Well, I mean, in their own defense, they couldn't catch anybody. The closest they had is they had two people on Hunt over on the far side. She's able to just tiptoe and get around them.
I don't know how she got out of that. I don't know how she got out of that. And she makes the first Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. Lumen by two. Give them a little bit of breathing room. But, yeah, she was trapped right in the corner when she crossed half court. I don't know how she got out of that. That is just impressive athleticism. And
then other than that, you couldn't catch them.
One more free throw for Hunt. Trying to make it a three-point game. And she makes it. And we got a full timeout called on the other end. 19 seconds left. Lumen by three. Back in 60 seconds of WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Lumen in the driver's seat. 37-34, 19 seconds left, but New Lothrop has the ball. Lumen has to play good defense, and they have to get the rebound. A lot of second chance opportunities for this New Lothrop team with several and ones, specifically with Ashlyn Orr. Got to be careful of that.
Looks like Lumen's gonna do a meet a man. No. It's not a press, but it's full court man.
All right, so New Lothrop going up the floor. Wendling, top of the key, drives to the left elbow, picks up the dribble, trying to get it down low for Orr. Into the corner, it's intercepted by Hunt! Oh, what a steal, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt, and she'll go to the line. 6.5 seconds left. If she makes at least one of these, boy, this thing's just about over. Wow, costly turnover.
She was going to press. She was going to press it. She was going to, you know, push the envelope on it, and as soon as she got to the Spartan logo, she pulled it back, drove backwards into the backcourt there.
First free throw. Yes!
Realizing that she could kill some time and get the foul instead of pushing the pace.
And now we're going to get a 30-second timeout by New Lothrop. We're leaving it right here, but wow.
Well, they're trying to ice Hunt.
Yeah, and Wendling through the lane. She might have just thrown the game away and the season away right there. Now with Lumen up two possessions with 6.5 seconds because now, boy, it's like razor-thin margin of error because now that was their last timeout as well. So they have to go the full length of the court. That already eats up like, you know, 3 or 4 seconds at least. And the time it takes to get a shot up, I honestly think this thing
Lumen's
got to
play. Lumen's got to play enough defense to slow him down.
Yeah.
But not foul. You do not foul in this situation. Who cares if they make a basket? You just got 6.5 seconds for them to work with here. You play enough defense just to slow him down. You play smart. You play smart.
And we still got one more free throw. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Conditioning. Left from Kenna Hunt. Can push this lead to 5. It's already, again, 2 possessions. So, boy, New Lothrop has to be basically perfect for them the rest of the way. I don't think the time is on their side, but we've seen crazier things.
Look at them standing at the logo at half court.
Gets both. 5-point lead. New Lothrop inbounding. Schneider lobs it in for Wendling near half court. Time ticking. 3 seconds. Fires a 3. Off. And the rebound is, doesn't matter, it's over. What a ending, and Lumen takes down New Lothrop in a thriller and moves on to the state quarterfinals.
They know how to fight. They know how to stay in it. They know how, when their normal bag of tricks isn't working, they just find something. They find something to make it happen, to get the points on the board, and then they maintain the lead.
Oh, my goodness. What an ending. The Lumen student section just going bananas, as well as the team at the final buzzer. That was a hard-fought win. Just a struggle offensively just about all game, but they are still able to piece the points together and get those defensive stops when they need it to come away as your regional champions here at Springport High School. We're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw here in the regional championship. That's coming up here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final score from the girls' regional championship, Lumen 39, New Lothrop 34. And it was a struggle all game offensively for Lumen. New Lothrop playing some pretty good defense down low. Officials letting a lot of contact go, but Lumen able to spearhead an 11-2 run to end the third quarter to take a four-point lead into the fourth, and that was really the defining run of the game that really guided Lumen to this victory.
It was a defensive win. That, you know, they were disruptive down there in the third quarter, caused a lot of turnovers, which led to a lot of fast breaks.
And there's the celebration on the floor. The Lady Titans with the student section holding up the trophy in the middle of the pack there. Just an amazing moment for these ladies. Again, just, I can't say it enough, just one win three seasons ago to turn that around, and now they see themselves going to the Great Eight. What a turnaround for this program.
And it goes to show how versatile this team is. It took them a while to figure out what the secret sauce was, because their normal bag of tricks, they just weren't working for them. In that third quarter, they came out, they did exactly what we talked about, turned the tide, and able to, that third quarter is what led them to the win, because after that, they just kind of maintained. They did just enough to maintain and get the win here tonight.
14-12 lead after one for Lumen, and then New Lothrop coming back with a 8-3 second quarter to lead by three at halftime. Lumen again 11-4 in that third quarter to lead by four going to the fourth, and then 11-10 in that fourth quarter. And mostly, again, a free throw battle. Ashlyn Orr finished with 20 points. She was able to get to the line consistently. Very tough presence down low, but Lumen defensively, again, just able to get the stops. Nice free throw shooting to build a little bit of a lead. 3 points, and then that, again, just able to intercept that pass in the corner for Kenna Hunt. Able to just seal the deal with that one and then make the free throws, icing on the cake, and able to get the win.
Hey, we got the team over the Spartan logo right now.
Able to take the photo.
Their regional championship trophy in hand. The team, the student body, the coaches, everybody and their brother out there.
Just a great moment. And that's just an accomplishment for Lumen Christi in general, mm-hmm. to have both your boys and girls basketball teams make it to the state quarterfinals. That is a heck of an achievement. I mean, think about it. There's 200 teams almost in each classification, each division, to go into the final eight. Wow. That is an accomplishment in both sports. That is amazing for both programs.
Something in the water over there on Spring Arbor Road.
I keep surmising it. Maybe it's that Tri-County water. That's good water.
It could be. That is good water. It's very good water.
Go through some final stats here for Lumen. Leading scorer was Lucy Rozak with 16 points. Kenna Hunt coming in with another 15. Cody Ruge with 2. Ruby Boyce with 2. And Kathleen Doan with 4. Meanwhile, New Lothrop led by Ashlyn Orr's 20 points. Also getting 6 points from Kelsey Coleman. 3 for Madison Schneider and Caitlin Wendling. Any final thoughts, Mark W. Daly?
Exciting, exciting game. And Lumen, again, just able to show how they pull it out. Able to adjust within the flow of the game to find what's working. And just dug deep. A very gritty team to get that 39-34 win here tonight.
Grit and grind. Able to win the defensive battle. And you said it, 39-34 final score. Lumen takes down New Lothrop in the girls' regional championship. They improve their overall record to 19-6 on the season. Move on to the state quarterfinals. New Lothrop has their season end at 22-4. Just their fourth loss all season. Up next in the state quarterfinals at Dansville on Tuesday, Lumen Christi will take on the winner of Blissfield and Arbor Prep. Live coverage right here on these airwaves for Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiera Rombeyer back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM.
Live, local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.